TPP Talks return. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Speculation grows about a possible U.S. return to the Trans-Pacific Partnership and what that may mean for the American ag sector. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
For clarification, the U.S. is not involved in, nor has not been asked to return to, the trade deal formerly called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Yet if President Donald Trump's comments back in February,
if we did a substantially better deal, I would be open to TPP.
And reports that the president has instructed top administration trade and economic officials provide any indication, there may be a possibility that the U.S. could be seeking to rejoin what is now the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. The ag sector was among the biggest supporters of TPP for the market access their products were set to receive into parts of Asia, Oceania, and the Americas. And as the president of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, Chuck Conner, explains, agriculture's hope in a potential TPP reconnection comes at a time of low commodity prices and possible Chinese trade tariffs for their exports, among other challenges.
Agriculture's business plan doesn't have as many facets to it as perhaps other industries. Our sole business plan for the future of American agriculture is expanded trade.
Yet what might the president's words of substantially better deal mean in the context of a potential TPP reentry? Ag supporters and stakeholders such as Minnesota dairy producer Mitch Davis say U.S. farm and food exports, which carries a surplus in the trade ledger, can and does contribute in the overall balance.
In TPP and any other trade arrangements, ag's the opportunity to correct the deficit, to help correct some of these other problems.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Export markets crucial for Tennessee farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.